Well, here we are with some good friends from Minnesota. And one of the things we like to do in the Big Alaska Show is we like to honor our tourism industry because tourism brings much appreciated revenues to the state. And as we say here in the Big Alaska Show, anyone that gives us money, we call friend. And the more money, the better the friend. And not only are these friends we've just met from Minnesota to talk a little bit about Alaska, they are trying our Big Alaska Show blend. They are our alpha testing group right here. And Larry, why don't you tell us your name and what town you're from?
I'm Larry Willicky, and I live in Montevideo, Minnesota.
I've never heard of that. Where is that at?
It's about 130 miles west of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. And Lynn? I suppose you're from the same place since you guys are married.
But we do live together. Yep, I'm Lynn. We live in Montevideo, Minnesota, originally from the Twin Cities.
And you're such a good hostess, and you're always introducing us to some new friends from Minnesota. Would you do us the pleasure and introduce these two young couple that are next to you?
These youngsters, huh? This is my very good friend, Deb, from Dawson, Minnesota, and her very good friend, Mike, also my very good friend, and he is from Foreman, North Dakota.
Oh, an interloper.
Yes, an interloper. I'm a neighbor to Minnesota.
But a couple of my best friends are from North Dakota. All I know is they're all related to these people that seem to be from, you know, Iceland.
Yeah.
Is there a connection between Iceland and North Dakota?
Oh, if there is, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Now, Mike, what's your background a little bit? What did you do for a living or still do for a living?
I retired. I was a farmer in southeast North Dakota, and I used to grow wheat and barley, and then the last 25 years of my farming career, we raised soybeans and corn.
And now, do you miss it?
I don't miss the actual operating the farm, but I kind of do miss being out in the tractor and out in the dirt and fresh air.
Farming's in your blood, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Deb, are you a farmer?
I was a farmer, yes.
You were?
Yes, I was.
What kind of farming did you do?
Corn, soybeans, and my big passion was raising Holstein bull calves.
Oh, really?
Yes.
My dad came from a dairy family in Texas, and he couldn't wait fast enough to get away from milking cows.
I didn't milk cows, but I had the babies, and I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate you all coming here to test our Big Alaska Show blend. And Larry, why don't you give us your assessment of it?
When I started drinking this, my first thought was, this is the way I want my coffee to taste. And it's smooth. It's got a really good flavor. It's not heavy. It's light on the palate, but yet it doesn't seem like it's weak coffee.
Lynn, I know that you like something that has, you know, dirt
stronger
in it, you know, that your teeth will What's your assessment of it?
I really love this. It's rich, but it's not heavy. It's not bitter. It's just rich and flavorful, and it's also smooth.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's tasty.
Now, here's where the test comes. We're dealing with farmers. I mean, farmers get up early, man, before humanly normal. So what do you think, Mike?
I thought it was very good. I drank a lot of different coffee in my day, but this was, I think, like Lynn and Larry both said, it was smooth, not real bitter. I've got a Norwegian background, and I think the Norwegians like their coffee pretty strong. But this was very good.
I always heard the Norwegians invented the toilet seat, and about a month later, the Swedes came along and invented the hole in it.
Yeah. Well, I'm both Norwegian and Swede, so.
So, Deb, what's your, I guess you're a former farmer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As a former farmer, what's your assessment of our Big Alaska Show blend?
To tell you the truth, I love it. And I would just say ditto to what everybody else has said. The smoothness is what I really like.
And there's no aftertaste.
No, it's
just
not bitter.
It keeps on tasting good, and I'm afraid I'm going to drink too much coffee today.
Well, Alex the Roaster, we dedicate this to you, pal, because I know this is bringing a tear to your eye, but I would like to say this just proves how hospitable Minnesotans are and that they're just bold-faced liars.
You deserve it.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know this tape.
Oh, yeah, we always tell the truth.
Pour me a cup.